if the bread is on the table and the knife is there, what will cut the bread?
How will the bread cut?
With the knife. But will the knife itself get up and cut the bread? The knife will have to be in somebody's hand. The knife will cut, your hand won't cut. But that knife will have to be in your hand. So zikr will do the work, but the zikr which is given by the hand of the sheikh, and the sheikh will prescribe it, then it will be zikr. So zikr will do the work, but the zikr will prescribe it to the sheikh. The knife will cut, but when the knife is in the hand of somebody to cut the knife, then it will cut. So therefore we need the sheikh. And for everything, like for example, we came to Mauritius. We are not Mauritian. We don't know Mauritius. But we made arrangements. We found Pastor, we found Mananai's heart, he's coming, etc. So we come out of the airport. We don't know, worry, that where we going, which road we must take, where there are some speed traps, cameras now, a lot of in Mauritius also. We don't have to worry, nothing. We don't have to worry where we're going to eat, where we're going to sleep. We don't have to worry to book a hotel. Nothing we have to worry. Everything. So the minute you got a sheikh, your life is nice. Then you don't have a sheikh now yourself. Now, for example, you start with zikr. Abzul zikr, la ilaha illallah. Best of zikr, la ilaha illallah. Best of zikr, Quran Sharif. Now you start reading, not Quran Sharif, not la ilaha illallah. It's very hot. You don't know that zikr is hot for you. Now it's gone to your head. Now you became like a mad person. Like in Pakistan they say, aadhe nange, aadhe wale. Pure nange, pure wale. That you're half naked, now your clothes too hot. You take off your clothes, you throw it off. One time one student, a Chinese student, he was in the madrasa from Taiwan. So students fight and have problems, they have problems. So one student, he told him, you are stupid, Chinese people are stupid. Oh, he couldn't take it. That was the worst swear word in the life for him. He itna husa uswaya, he came in the office. And he told me, manana, that boy, he told me, Chinese are stupid. And he's cross, he took off his topi, he threw it. Next he took out his kurta, he threw it. Next he took out his vest, I say Allah. Next he's going to take out his trouser, what's going to happen? So, what was I saying?
Chinese
food. Yeah, no.
Zikr bahut hot. Zikr, la ilaha illallah bahut hot.
Ah, very good. Jazakumullah. If you give lukma like this, it's very good. If Hafiz is reading Taraweeh and he comes to Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas and he gets stuck, and you give him lukma, Alif Lam Mim, Dalik, start from there and take the whole Quran. But where they give you lukma exactly where you need it, mashallah. So,
La ilaha illallah,
La ilaha illallah, very hot. You take off your soup, you're feeling too hot now. Karm. Take out your kurta, then aadhe wali ban jao, phir pure wali ban jao. Take out all. So if you have a sheikh, he'll tell you, you must read Durood Sharif. Banyan bhi nishan. Mere ka Allah hai. Ab aage izhar bhi nikalne ka kya hoga? One person in Khanqa of Panabuan by Maulana Khami, Maulana gave him zikr 200 times to read La ilaha. He went and read 1,000 times. He said, very good. If anything, they tell you that grapes, very good. Now you only eat grapes all the time. You become sick, you get a cold. Grapes are cold. Banana, very good in the morning. Now you will eat 2 dozen bananas. What will happen? So that person, he started reading 1,000 times now, so hot. His mind wasn't working right. He went and threw himself in the well. Water well. So then I just take him out nicely. And I said, what did you do? Just now the police will come and lay murder charge on me. Culpable homicide. Why you gave so much zikr? He went and commit suicide there. So you need somebody to guide you. On your own, you cannot. If you have a guide, you got no problem. So it's like I told you, we came Mauritius, we don't have to think nothing. We just came out of the airport,
mashallah. What soul of muhabbat, ikram, yasika, is arranged, everything is arranged.
So you have a share, like get to your road to Allah. And if you don't have a share,
you can take wrong roads. You can go places where perhaps there are crooks and wrong people from the airport.
Many airports in the world, they say only take authorized taxis.
Otherwise, lot of other people, they take you and they rob you, etc.
You don't know what can happen.
So inshallah,
make your niyyah, must have a share, and then have proper ta'alluq with the share. So then inshallah you will have a
ہم یہی ابھی بیٹھتے ہیں تو مولانا ابرار الحق صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ was imam of examples, very good example. He said, for example, you are living in a place where it's very hot in summer, up to 50 degrees, even more, very, very hot. And you're a poor person. You haven't got a fridge also. And it's Ramzan's month, and hot, hot days, 50 degrees. 20-hour roza, for example, 18-hour roza, and hot. Now, when you open your roza, with that hot water from the tap, almost like boiling water, and you have to open your roza with it. But you've got a neighbor, he's a rich man, and he's a very good, kind person also. So he tells you, or you tell him, 11 o'clock in the morning, I'll give you my one glass water, just put it in your fridge. And then 10 minutes before iftar, you give me my glass back again. So that water will stay in the sohbat, company of the fridge, which is a dead thing, which haven't got life in it. The fridge won't give bayan to the water. It won't let the water make mujahada. Eh? It won't let the water read lot of wazifa souls. Just in the company of the fridge. Then 10 minutes before iftari, yes, your glass of water. Now when he opens, Allahumma laka sumtu wa bika amantu, and he drinks his water, his subhanallah will come out from the bottom of his heart. Just like that, if we stay in the company of Ahlullah for 40 days, then we will see the difference. At the moment, when we are not in that fridge, we haven't got that coolness. In our tilawat, no enjoyment, namaz, no concentration. Like by force, we know as far as we do it, we have to do it. We do it voluntarily, but that enjoyment in it, that is not. And when a person, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, when you have stayed in sohbat, and by sohbat the main thing is not ilm from your Shaykh, it's not amal also, it is sifat, conditions of the heart, the ma'rifat of Allah, to recognize Allah. When you have got the recognition of Allah, that, oh Allah, you gave me my eyes free of charge. And now, not only that we spoke of it, we heard it all the time, it's in your conscience. So great, ni'mat like the eyes, free of charge. You gave me my brains. Without my brains, if I was just little bit short in my brains, I was like a mad person. All small children will laugh and make a joke out of it. Out of mad people, children also play fools with them, etc. If I was crippled, then I walk like that. Young boys also, they make a fool, they also start walking in front of me like I'm walking crippled, which is wrong, they do, but the people do that. You made me so nice, you gave me everything, my heart is functioning, my brain, and how many things what we don't know, your lungs, your pancreas, your liver, your kidneys, how many, one small thing happens, and we say it's a big problem, but how many things are right in our body? And not only in our body, as we are sitting now, where the fans are working, all nice, comfortably. Okay? That this whole, this building is not standing by the engineer's plans and Allah's command. If Allah wants to, this building can fall down upon all this, how many amets of Allah.
We are breathing in oxygen, we are not even realizing it. We don't have to like work to breathe in water, I still have to take the glass, put it by my mouth. But oxygen we are breathing in all the time. And water, if we don't get, Muslims need more water, we have to make wudu, ghusl, we need water in istinja, we need a lot of water, Muslims, but we can manage without water. Without oxygen, how do we manage? And we don't even know, our noses are functioning, oxygen is going in, we are breathing in and out all the time. Whether we are sleeping, whether we are eating. Whether we are talking, whether we are eating, we are breathing all the time. And without that, so when you realize Allah's hammer, and now you, so our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, a person who's got ma'rifat of Allah, and from ma'rifat, muhabbat of Allah. And a person who got that, he says, I saw with my eyes, our great, great bosom. They're eating simple food, dal, vegetables, etc. But Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, how wonderful. They appreciate that, for example, you having some vegetables, potatoes, beans, peas, all mixed. You are having some, what you call it, mixed vegetable? Stew. Vegetable stew. All you got, everything. Maybe some onions, potatoes, everything. Now a person who will think that the onions from where they get. I think Mauritius, your onions are imported. From South Africa most probably. Which farm in South Africa? And who worked on that farm? To plant that onions, they needed a tractor. That tractor where it was, the parts are made in different parts of the world. Then it was assembled in one place, in France, in England, wherever, Germany. Then for it to be transported, the whole ship industry, the cranes, the computers, the paperwork, what and what, then you could get that one onion. And the peas, another whole big different farm. Beans, another whole big different farm. Then all that, you needed the spices in there. Your spices came from Zanzibar. Your spices came from another world. You needed the oil. The oil came from how many plants they took out the oil. Or the ghee, butter. Butter came from Australia. You eating biryani, saffron. Saffron came from Spain. The whole world's named for you in one food. Okay? So now when you eat it, you'll appreciate it. Ya Allah. For me, and every drop of water, every morsel, every grain of rice, everything is musawwamatan. Your name is written on it. It's for you, and Allah is sending it for you. It's not the government infrastructure they got, of all the system they got, transport and everything they got, and that is why things are taking place and work. It's Allah's system. It's beyond human capacity. Human cannot make one human being. If mother and father think we made a child, every father wants his child to be the richest man. But every child is not rich. Every father wants his child to be the biggest academic and intelligent person. Every child is not an academic and intelligent. If it was the father making, he should make every child better. Every mother wants the child to be the most beautiful in the world. If the mother was making the child, she should make sure every child of hers is the most beautiful. But we know it, Allah is the maker. And how Allah makes his children. If we think how many ayats of the Quran. Once I was in Australia, my brother-in-law was there, his son was becoming Hafiz. And according to known history, he was the first Hafiz to be becoming in Australia. So he called us also, we also went. We were staying there a few days, we had a lot of free time. So he gave me a book to read, medical book, written by a Canadian doctor, non-Muslim at the first time. And that doctor wrote how a child is formed in the mother's womb, from stage to stage, in full detail, how medical books are written. At the end of the book he wrote, if there's anyone in the world who can give me more information of how a child is formed, but not from medical resources. That he said, we got all. We got our x-ray machines, we got our saunas, we got all our gynecology, we got all that. But from any other source, if somebody can give us. A Malaysian doctor wrote to him all the references of the Quran. And not one truth. Quran Sharif is full that how Allah made. For example, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Now the place that, what is it in 18th Supara on the first page, towards the end. Anyway, how many ayats of the Quran Sharif, how Allah has made? When this doctor read that, he was shocked, astounded. He said 1400 years ago, that in the deserts of Mecca, there was no word like gynecology. There was no x-ray machine. And perfectly to explain how the child is formed, this can be nobody else's work but the creator of the child. He accepted Islam. And till today, his book is taught as a textbook in many medical colleges. So this is when a person realizes how Allah is made. And for example, our anything you got, it needs service, it needs oiling, it needs maintenance. Okay? Our eyes, we're using them all. If you take for example, there are 360 joints in the body. Okay? Now just one joint we will discuss. If you have to discuss all 360, how the time we need. This joint here of the elbow. Okay? If this joint was not here and our hand was straight like this, all these joints are perfect. No gout, no arthritis, no nothing. And you took the food in your fingers to eat. And this joint, try your best to bring your fingers to your mouth or to take your mouth to your fingers. If you think I'm just making drama, it is possible you can try it out now. And if you think that if you are shy to do it now, then do it in your mouth. And if you are shy in front of your friends and say, what are you doing like this all the time? Then go in the bathroom, lock the door. And try your best all the time to drink. You cannot. Who gave us this one joint by which we eat so easily? Okay? And then this joint, whole life doesn't need oiling and greasing. This joint doesn't need new ball bearings or anything. Whole life it is working. How Allah made us. If we make children, if we think mother and father, we make children. So then perhaps according to our brains and thinking, we should say when the child is 1 year old, his tooth, teeth must be 1 millimeter, small little. 10 years old, 1 centimeter. 20, 25, 2, 2.5 centimeters. So and usually boys and girls get married between 20 and 25. Now your bottom tooth is 1 inch, 2.5 centimeters. Your top tooth is 20, and the girl you intend marrying, you go and see her face. And when you see her, you'll smile also. And with big teeth like this, she'll think that my parents are getting me married to some bulldozer, or some earth moving machine or what. And no problem, her teeth also should be so big. And she should run from one door, you should run from another door. Who is it that bring our teeth to one level and whole life to remain? After that they stop growing. So gain marifat of Allah. Then see your namaz you will enjoy, your food you will enjoy. Subhanallah.